ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நம. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிரகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 6 மந்த்ரா 4.19. We have been talking about the first prenatal samskara called Garbhadhara in the last class. And after giving the general rules and the disciplines and all that, now the Upanishad talks about the particular vratam called Garbhadhana vratam from mantras 19 to 22. We will read. Atha biprata reva sthali paka vrita ajyam cheshtitva sthali pakasya upagatam juhoti உதபாத்திரம் பூரயித்வா தேனைநாம் த்ரிஹி அப்யுக்ஷதீம் உத்திஷ்டதஹ உத்திஷ்டாதஹ விஸ்வாவசோ அன்யாமிச்சம் ப்ரபூர்வ்யாம் சம்ஜாயாம் பத்யாசஹேதீம் அதைநாம் அபிபத்யதே அமோகமஸ்மி சாத்வம் சாத்வம் அஸ்ய மோஹம் சாமாஹமஸ்மி ருத்வம் த்யௌரஹம் ப்ரித்விவித்வம் தாவேதி சஹரேதோ ததாவஹை பும்சே புத்ராய வித்தய இதி அதாஸ்ய ஊரூபிஹாபயதி விஜிஹிதாம் யாவா ப்ருதிவீ இதி தஸ்யாமர்த்தம் நிஷ்டாய முகேன முகம் சந்தாய த்ரிரேணாமனுலோமாம் அனுமாஸ்ட்ரீம் விஷ்ணுர்யோனிம் கல்பயதும் த்வஷ்டாரூபாணி பிகும்சதும் ஆசிஞ்சது பிரஜாபதிஹிம் தாதா கர்பம் ததாது தே கர்பம் தேஹி சினிவாலீம் கர்பம் தேஹி பிரதுஷ்டுகேம் கர்பம் தே ஆஸ்வினௌ தேவாவாதத்தாம் புஷ்கரஸ்ரஜௌ ஹிரண்மயி அரணீம் யாம் யாம் நிர்மந்ததாம் ஆஸ்வினௌ தம் தே கர்பம் ஹவாமஹே தசமே மாசி சூதயே யதாக்னி கர்பா பிருத்திவீம் யதா தௌரிந்திரேண கர்ப்பிணீம் வாயுர்திஷாம் யதா கர்பம் ஏவம் கர்பம் ததாமி தே அசாவிதி. From the 19th to the 22nd mantra, this is the actual Garbhadhana samskara. It discusses three topics. One is the fire ritual, the homa. Surya Devata is invoked and ahutis are given and the rest is eaten by the husband and wife, and all details are given in the mantra. This is the essence of that mantra. And second, the rules. So once again, the Stri Purusha Samyoga is discussed. That is the disciplines, the attitudes, the niyama, the prayaschittas, all those things are set. And then three, the prayers, the pratanas to various devatas. And some of the vivaha mantras, they also come here. That is the harmony between husband and wife is repeatedly stressed. And so many comparisons are given in this regard, like Rigveda and Samaveda are harmonious. So the husband is like Rigveda, she is like Samaveda, because you know, all these Sam mantras, they are in music, and Rigveda, they are the lyric form. So without lyrics, the music is only sound. And without music, the lyric is not nice to hear, like earth and sky, day and night. So music and lyric, etc. So they are all the examples that are given in the mantra. Actually, we have seen this in all those who have studied this Achidra Prashna. We have seen all these mantras there. And all these things, the Saptapadi mantras and all those things are given there. So these are all similar to that mantras. And harmony is prayed for, and also the importance of harmony, that is also to be stressed, because now the broken families are increasing, causing great sociological problems. In broken family, the psychological growth of a child is very much affected. Therefore, Veda gives lot of importance to harmony in almost all Grihastashrama prayers. And this is the second part. And the third part is prayer for having a healthy child. So, for healthy in the sense, both intellectually, spiritually, physically. So, dharma abhivridhyartham. So, kulakshaye pranashyanti, kuladharmaha sanatanaha. They looked upon putra vriddhi as kuladharma parampara vriddhi. Therefore, let the child be healthy physically, mentally, and above all, be spiritual child also. Because we think handicapped child is an exception. But if you go to the child's hospital and see the number of handicapped children born, then we will feel definite that a healthy birth is rare rather than handicapped birth. Therefore, I pray to all the devatas. There are so many names given here in the shloka. Sinivali, then Pratushtakam, and Ashwini Devata. So for healthy children, they are to be born. So they are all those devatas are prayed. And also, I am not responsible for the child. This we saw this argument earlier also. The father says, I am not responsible for the child. Let the Adhishtana Devata of procreation, who is that? Prajapati, let him take the responsibility for the child through me. Let me not be the creator, but let Prajapati be the creator through me. And let the child be like Prajapati, Brahmaji, noble, sacred, dharmic, spiritual, and all that. So these are all the prayers of the father. Look at the wonderful prayers. So these are all for all round health of the child. So with this, the Garbhadana Vratam is also over. So 22 mantras are dedicated for Garbhadana Samskara, Vratams, and Stri Purusha Samyoga Niyamas. All those 22 mantras are dedicated for this purpose in this Upanishad. So this indicates how the Vedas consider this as a very sacred of converting a Prakrita Karma to a Samskrita Karma. Now we'll go to the next duty. This is called Jata Karma, the birthing process. So literally, Garbhadanam is Garbhasya Adhanam, transference of Jiva from the male to the female. You can refer to the Panchagni Vidya, those discussions earlier for this particular thing. So from the fourth stage, the Jiva is transferred to the fifth stage. Therefore, Garbhasya Jivasya Panchama Agnau Adhanam Garbhadanam. So each one is like an Agni Homa and all. We already gave those discussions earlier. This is Garbhada. And then the next samskara is Jata Karma, that is done after the child is born or the moment the child is born. And this is discussed from mantras 23 to 25. So we will read again all these three mantras together, but we won't go into the line by line meaning as we did earlier. We'll go into the substance. So shyantim adbirabhyukshatim yatha vayuhu pushkarinim samingayati sarvataha yevate garbham ejatum sahavaitu jaramunam indrasyayam prajakratuhum sargalas saparishrayam tamindra nirjahi garbhenam savaram sahetim jate grim upasamadhayam ankha adhayam khamsem prishadajyam sanniyam prishadajyasyam upagatam juhotim asmin sahasram pushyam sameda manaham sve grihem asyopa sandhyam machaitsit prajayacha pashubhischa swaha mayi pranam stvayim manasa juhomi swaha yathim కర్మణ అత్యరీరిచం యద్వాన్ యూనమిహాకరం అగ్నితత్ స్విష్టకృత్ విద్వాన్ స్విష్టం సుహృతం కరోతున స్వాహేతి అతాస్య దక్షిణం కర్ణం అభినిధాయ వాగ్ వాగ్ ఇతి త్రిహి అత దది మధు ఘృతం సన్నీయ అనంతర్హితే నజాతరూపేణ ప్రాశయతి భూస్థే దధామి భువస్థే దధామి స్వస్థే దధామి భూర్భువస్వః సర్వం త్వయి దదామీతి. బ్యూటిఫుల్ ప్రేయర్స్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్రాస్ ద జాత కర్మ ఈస్ డిస్కస్డ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అనదర్ సంస్కార. ఇట్ ఈస్ టు బి డన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ ది చైల్డ్ బర్త్. దర్ఫోర్ జాతే సతి క్రియమాణం కర్మ, జాత కర్మ. ద మోమెంట్ ద చైల్డ్ ఈస్ బార్న్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ప్రైమరీలీ ద ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫాదర్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టు హెల్ప్ ద చైల్డ్. సో అప్ టు ఉపనయనం, ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ద డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ద పేరెంట్స్, ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కర్మ గోస్ టు ద చైల్డ్. పేరెంట్స్ గెట్ ద బెనిఫిట్స్ యాజ్ అ బై ప్రోడక్ట్ ఓన్లీ. దర్ఫోర్ గర్భాధానం అండ్ జాత కర్మ ఆర్ సంస్కారాస్ ఆఫ్ ద చైల్డ్, అండ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ బిఫోర్ ద బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ద చైల్డ్ సమ్ మోర్ సంస్కారాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో దేర్. సచ్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ here, because here it is the Upanishad. This is not Karmakanda portion. It wants only to show a sample. Actually, as I told you in the Vaidya Samskara series of talks that I'm giving in my Veda classes, all these things are all being done now. I just finished maybe Jada Karma Namakaranam. So I came up to Upanayana. They are in the Karmakanda. So there, Pumsavanam, Srimantonayanam, they are all discussed in detail. Now we will discuss the Jada Karma, which involves again a few stages. And we should remember that the Upanishad gives only the outline of the samskaras, and if one wants to do these samskaras, he has to go to where? To Karmakanda, where it is more elaborate. Here the intent is not Karmakanda. So here it wants to only give the outline. Therefore, some of the stages are not talked about, are incomplete here, and it should not be used to perform any ritual. It is only to know what is there. So in Jata Karma, the Upanishad talks about five stages of the karma. One is prokshanam, then homa, then prarthana, then karna japaha, and prashana. So these are the five stages. And prokshanam, that is to be done, that is sprinkling the waters with all the mantras and all, should be done at the time of the delivery of the baby itself. At that time, the husband has to sprinkle the water on the wife who is going to deliver the baby, and at the time of prokshanam, the husband has to pray. The prayer is directed towards the prana shakti or prana devata. So according to shastras, the labor pain and the labor contraction of the body, etc., for bringing out the child, they are all caused by the prana shakti only. So prana vayu is responsible for all physiological functions of the child. That is responsible for bringing out the baby by causing labor pain and all that. So the faculty of prana, that is called this prasutika vayuhu. Therefore, at the time of delivery, the prokshanam is done with the prayer directed to prana shakti, which has to function now as prasutika vayu. And the prayer is for safe delivery of the baby without any harm to the mother. And in that mantra, the father addresses Vayu Devata. Vayu Devata, you are producing waves in the ocean, or takes with the lakes, with waves in the ocean or lakes and all those big, big water places without destroying them, without destroying the ocean. You are responsible for origination of the waves in the ocean without destroying the source, the mother of the waves, namely the ocean. In the same way, this mother, who is my wife, he is like the ocean, who is going to bring out the baby child, the wave-like child. And therefore, you be responsible for arrival of a wave-like baby without destroying the ocean. This is the prayer of the father to the Prana Shakti, Prana Devata. Here, the Prana Devata is addressed here as Indra. This is the first stage. This is the prokshana. And the second stage is Homa. And this is to be done immediately after the birth. That is, even before cutting the umbilical cord, or as an option on the 11th or the any appropriate day, depending on how the mother is. So when this homa is to be done at that time. It is also a prayer for well-being of the child. And the details are not given here. Actually, there is a significance also why the umbilical cord is not done. These are all done before that. Because the moment umbilical cord is cut, then the father gets the asaucham. So he has to then observe all these things for so many days. But now before that, he has no such thing. So he can do all these samskaras. On the 11th or any other appropriate day, then when the homa is to be done, it is also a prayer for the well-being of the child. And the details are not given here, as I said. It is enough to know this much, that there is a homa. And the third stage is prarthana. That is keeping the baby on the lap. The father prays to various deities for longevity, health, prosperity, long life of the baby, and continuity of the parampara. The mantra says, sahasram, thousands of members should come in this family, each one having many children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, thousands of them. They all should come in this family. Therefore, continuity, expansion of the family, prosperity of the family, they are all prayed. And also the father tells, I am giving my prana shakti, my life to you, because you are going to represent me. And not only that, you are going to complete the task that I might have left incomplete. This is also part of the prarthana, that he breathes life into the child, breathing life into the child. It's a beautiful mantra. Mama pranan manasa twayi juhomi, mentally, I offer my prana unto you. It's only mental prayer. Then the fourth item is karna japa. The father utters the word walk, 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 walk three times into the right ear of the child. So, dakshina karne uchcharanam. Walk, walk, walk. Three times. Why the word walk represents, why the word walk choose is chosen? Because walk represents the Vedas. So, Veda is Shabda Pradhana. It's a Shabda Pradhana. It's called Shruti, given out by the Lord. So, Veda is our guideline to our life. Therefore, walk. Walk means Vedaha. And then why it is said three times? To represent Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Sama Veda. People might wonder why then Atharvana Veda is not said here. Atharvana Veda is generally excluded because it deals more with Laukika aspect of life. It is more secular than the other three Vedas. Normally, they say three Vedas only. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord said, Trividya. Trividya mam somapa putapa paha yajnirishtva swargatim prathayante te punyamasadya surendra lokam ashnanti divyan divideva bogan. So, when father utters walk once, then the Rig Veda enters into the child. Similarly, Yajur Veda and Sama Veda. And the child is purified. And not only that, the child begins to get faith in the Vedas right from now, right from birth. Prepare the child to have Shraddha in Vedas, in our Dharma, in our scriptures. Most important. For a Nastika, these are all irrelevant. Therefore, the child should not become a Nastika. The very Veda will create Shraddha in the child. So with this intention, the father utters the word walk thrice. And the fifth and the final item is prashana. Prashana means feeding the baby with a mixture of dadi, madhu, and gritam. That is yogurt, honey, and ghee. Then it has to be fed with the help of swarna. So jata rupa, a piece of gold, gold piece. It can be the ring, ring or something like that, or a spoon. This is supposed to give physical, spiritual, mental health for the child. And at the time of prashanam, the father says that I give everything to you. Look at the desire of the father. So he says, Bhuste dadami, Bhuvaste dadami, Swaste dadami. By placing the dadi part, the yogurt part, I give the entire bhuloka to you. Bhuste dadami. And then by placing the madhu, I place the entire Bhuvarloka into you, Bhuvaste Dadami. And by placing Gritam, the ghee, in the mouth, and I place the entire Suvarloka. and you should have all three lokas. This is an imagination that you should possess everything in life. That is the prayer of the father. So with this prashanam part is also over. With this jatakarma part is over. Now we have to go to the third samskara, namely namakarana. Why all these details are given is how just a physical activity and instinctive act is turned into a samskrita, a refined or a prayerful, a spiritual act. Mantra 26.
Atasya namakaroti vedositi tadasya tadguhyameva namabhavati.
All are so refined, sophisticated in terms of thinking. Here, Namakarana is also briefly given. The naming ceremony is very briefly given here at this time. This is not complete with this mantra, but much more, you know, karmas are there in the actual Namakarana. But the Upanishad does not mention here all those details. They are all given in Karmakanda. Upanishad gives only the outline, as I said earlier. It points out that father should give one particular name to the child, which is a secret name, Guhyam. It is common name to all the children in the family. The first name given to the child is Veda. Actually, we have a friend who has, well, they are also in our sort of families, they gave the name of the child, the grandchild, as Veda. It does not mean Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, the mantra. The commentators, they, Vedaha in this context mean Chaitanya, Vedanam, Jnanam. So, Brahma ityartha. So, these are the various names, the meanings for the term Vedaha. So, therefore, he says, Vedosi, Vedaha asi. So, it's a clean Mahavakya actually. You are none other than Brahman, Brahmasi. Even though the child does not understand any of these things, now itself, let the samskara enter. Aham Brahma Asmi, that principle should enter into the child. At least sometime in his life later, perhaps, he might understand. Therefore, Vedosi, so Anubhava Swaruposi, so Nityopaplava Swaruposi, Atmasi, Brahmasi, so all those things. So father himself may not know this actually, but father at least he repeats the mantra with the priest teaches him. If it says it knowingly, then it's great. So mantra makes him tell all these things. Tat, tat means that name is Guhyam Nama. It's a secret name because the child does not understand the significance of that name. And this secret name becomes meaningful only when Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan. So the child becomes a Shishya and becomes a Brahmavit. Then the child later has to go to Upanayana Samskara, then has to go to Gurukula, becomes a Shishya, should be very sincere, learn all the Shastras and gain Jnanam, all that thing. So why this name is kept a secret? Because this name cannot be used for Vyavahara. All these transactions, this cannot be used because this name is common to all the children in the family. So to avoid confusion, a second name is given that is not in the Upanishad here. And what name should be given and what all letters are allowed and what will it do if odd numbers are there in the letters, all those things, there are all rules for Namakaranam. They are not set here in Karmakanda, they are all there. So those details Upanishad does not discuss. It only mentions that we are all Vedaha. All of us are Vedaha. With this, the Namakarana part is over. So three samskaras are over now. Now comes the another one, which is not mentioned as a separate samskara, but this has to be done also along with Namakarana or Jatakarma samskara. That is called Sthanadana. Giving the baby to the mother for suckling or for feeding milk for the first time. Although these are all natural processes, even these natural processes are made conscious, prayerful samskaras. There is a prayer and that is called Sthana Dana Mantra. Mantra 27. Atainam matre pradayam sthanam prayachati yaste sthana shashayaha yoma yobuhu yoratnadham vasuvidya sudatraha yena vishvapushyasim varyani saraswati tamiham datavekariti. This prayer is addressed to goddess Saraswati when giving the baby to the mother. First, he glorifies goddess Saraswati and how her blessings give all knowledge, intelligence, purity, prosperity, auspiciousness, all those things. So he prays to Saraswati to give all those things to the child also. Now, sir, he says, Saraswati, you have to enter the body of the mother. If the mother is going to feed the child, the human feeding will not make it very great. And therefore, O Saraswati, enter the mother and feed the child as Jnana Sambandha. That is the story of Jnana Sambandha, who was fed by goddess Parvati herself. Actually, Shankaracharya, in his famous composition called Saundarya Lahari, he says one, that's a beautiful sloka. Tavastanyam manye dharanitarakanye hridayataha payaparavaraha parivahati saraswatamiva dayavatyadattam dravidashishuhu aswadyatavayat kavinam praudanam janani ajanikamaniya kavayitam. As the Devi fed the child, Jnana Sambandha became a great wise person, intellectual person, a jnani. Not only the child should be given knowledge, but also give ratnada, all prosperity, material wealth also should be given. That is also important as the child grows. So he prays to Saraswati, Iccha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, please give all of them to the child. Nothing is done mechanically and every process is made sacred and holy. Another beauty here is, at the time of Garbhadanam, father also prayed, he addressed Prajapati, let me not be the one to produce the baby, and let Brahmaji enter me, and let him produce the child through me. That is the prayer he made at that time, if you remember. Now what he does, he prays to Saraswati. Saraswati is prayed to make the child intelligent. So father is Brahmaji, and mother is Saraswati. So their child has got to be holy and sacred only. This is called Stana Dhanam. So with this, all the three samskaras are over. And now comes the Upasamhara, the conclusion. Mantra 28. Atasya Mataram Abhimantrayate Ilasi Maitravarunim Vire Viramajijanatam Sattvam Viravati Bhavam Yasman Viravato Karatham Itim Tam Vayeta Mahuhum Atipita Batabhuhum Atipita Maho Batabhuhum Paramam Bata Kashtam Prapatam Shriya Yashasa Brahma Varchasena Yevam Vidom Ramanasya Putraha Jayata Iti. And in this mantra, the father glorifies the child. He addresses the child, you are a great child. You are going to become more glorious than your father. Not only that, you are greater than your father. Ati pita asi, greater than your grandfather. Pitamaha also, ati pitamaha asi. You are great in our entire family. You are going to outshine all the members. Only a father only can tell his child like that. He's not going to tell anybody else like that. Normally, you know, normally those days I used to give this example. When, you know, there used to be a great tennis player in India. He's called, we call him Tennis Krishnan himself. Krishnan is his name, Tennis Krishnan. And his son also became a great tennis player. So when he gets beaten by his son, he's so happy in that sport. So then we may ask, how does the father know about the child? We may ask this question. Remember, these are all based on psychology. Because if a strong auto-suggestion, sankalpa and will is there, what a person strongly wishes will certainly come true also. As a person thinks, so he becomes. We always think high so that we can achieve high. In the very Namakaranam, the rule is the meaning of the name should be according to what the parents want the child should be. So that is how they name also. If he wants the child to become a wise person, he is given a Vidya Sagara, a great name like that. It is nothing but a name, but the meaning is Sarvajnaha, Sarva. So a person who is Sarva, three times when he says Sarvajnaha, Sarvajnaha, Sarvajnaha. So he wants to become Sarvajnaha. And every time somebody addresses that you are that those words, they are so powerful and they can convert a child into a Sarvajna also. And the next is the congratulation of both the mother and father. That is also done in the mantra. Everything is done in the mantra. Who is doing the job? The father himself does the job. He addresses the mother, his wife, and says that she has done a great job and have become a mother. Then he congratulates himself for becoming the father of a great child, Vedosi, a child who is Vedaswarupa. Not only that, he says, Paramam Kashtam Prapat Shriya Yashasa Brahma Varchasena, with respect to gaining wealth, with respect to knowledge, with respect to personality, in all of them, you will excel the father and the grandfather and everybody in the family. And for giving birth to such a glorious child, he congratulates his wife, the mother, and himself. So with this mantra, the samskaras are also over. So they are all part of the other samskaras. There are, as I told you, there are 40 samskaras, which if you leave in Antyeshti, including that's 41. So of all these, only these many are said here. So with this, the fourth Brahmanam is also over. This is known, this Brahmanam is called Putra Mantha Brahmanam, because it deals with the samskaras related to the child. Now we will go to the last Brahmanam of Brahmadaranyaka Upanishad, that is called Vamsha Brahmanam. It talks about Guru Shishya Parampara. We had Vamsha Brahmanam before also, at the end of the second chapter, the end of Madhu Kandam. If you remember, we had one Vamsha Brahmanam. Similarly, at the end of the fourth chapter, namely the Muni Kandam, we had another Vamsha Brahmanam. And now at the end of the sixth chapter, that is the second, fourth, and the sixth chapters, end of Kila Kandam. Now, this sixth chapter, the three Kandas, so the Vamsha Brahmanam again is given here. And the first, the two Vamsha Brahmanams were same. Here, it is slightly different. So it's a little longer and slightly different. And let us read this Vamsha Brahmanam. Atha Vamshaha Pautimashi Putraha Katyayani Putrat Katyayani Putraha Gautami Putrat Gautami Putraha Bharadvaji Putrat Bharadvaji Putraha Parashari Putrat Parashari Putraha Aupaswasti Putrat Aupaswasti Putraha Parashari Putrat Parashari Putraham Katyayani Putratem Katyayani Putraham Kaushiki Putratem Kaushiki Putraham Alambi Putrachem Vayagrapati Putrachem Vayagrapati Putraham Kandi Putrachem Kapi Putrachem Kapi Putraham Atreyi Putratem Atreyi Putraham Gautami Putratem Gautami Putraham Bharadvaji Putrat, Bharadvaji Putraham, Parashari Putrat, Parashari Putraham, Vatsi Putrat, Vatsi Putraham, Parashari Putrat, Parashari Putraham, Varkaruni Putrat, Varkaruni Putraham, Varkaruni Putrat, Varkaruni Putraham, Arthabhagi Putrat, Arthabhagi Putraham, Shaungi Putratem, Shaungi Putraham, Sankriti Putratem, Sankriti Putraham, Alambayani Putratem, Alambayani Putraham, Alambi Putratem, Alambi Putraham, Jayanti Putratem, Jayanti Putraham, Mandukayani Putratem, Mandukayani Putraham, Manduki Putratem, Manduki Putraham, Chandili, Chandili Putratem, Chandili Putraham, Ratri Tari Putratem, Ratri Tari Putraham, Baluki Putratem, Baluki Putraham, Kaunchiki Putrabhyam, Kaunchiki Putravum, Vaidabriti Putratem, Vaidabriti Putraham, Karshakeyi Putratem, Karshakeyi Putraham, Prachina Yogi Putratem, Prachina Yogi Putraham, Sanjeevi Putrate, Sanjeevi Putraham, Prashni Putrate, Asurivasinaham, Prashni Putraham, ఆసురాయణాత్ ఆసురాయణ ఆసురే ఆసురి యాజ్ఞవల్క్యాత్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య ఉద్దాలకాత్ ఉద్దాలక అరుణాత్ అరుణ ఉపవేశే ఉపవేశి కుశ్రే కృషిర్ కుషిర్వాజశ్రవ వాజశ్రవా జిహ్వావతో బాధ్యోగాత్ జిహ్వాన్ బాధ్యోగ అసితాత్ వార్షగణాత్ అతి అసితో వార్షగణ హరితాత్ కాశ్యపాత్ హరిత కాశ్యప శిల్ప కశ్యప కశ్యప స్యాత్ శిల్ప కశ్యప కశ్యపా కశ్యపాన్ కశ్యపాన్ నై ధ్రువే కైశ్యపో నై ధ్రువి వార్చ వాఘాంబిణ్యా అంబిణ్యాదిత్యాత్ ఆదిత్యాని ఇమాని శుక్లాని యజోగుంషీం వాజసనేయేన యాజ్ఞవల్క్యేన ఆఖ్యాయంతే సమానమా సాంజీవీపుత్రాద్ సాంజీవీపుత్ర మాండూకాయనే మాండూకాయని మాండూక్యాత్ మాండూక్య కౌత్సాత్ కౌత్స మాహిత్తే మాహిత్తి వామం కక్షాయణాత్ వామకక్షాయణ షాండిల్యాత్ షాండిల్య వాత్స్యాత్ వాత్స్య కుశ్రే కుశ్రిర్యజ్ఞవచస రాజస్తంభాయనాత్ యజ్ఞవచ రాజస్తంభాయన తురాత్కావశేయాత్ బ్రహ్మణే నమః తుర కావశేయ ప్రజాపతే ప్రజాపతిర్బ్రహ్మణ బ్రహ్మస్వయంభూ బ్రహ్మణే నమః ఇది పంచమం బ్రాహ్మణం ఇది బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషది షష్టోధ్యాయ ఇది వాజసనేయక బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ సమాప్త. సో ది ఋషి పరంపర ఇస్ గివన్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్. సో త్రూ దిస్ పరంపర అలోన్ ద శుక్ల యజుర్వేద అండ్ ద బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ ప్రాపగేటెడ్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ గివన్ ఫార్ డిఫరెంట్ పర్పసెస్. నంబర్ వన్ ద వెరీ చాంటింగ్ యాజ్ ఐ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎస్టర్డే ది వెరీ చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పరంపర ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు రిసీవ్ ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ రిషీస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ వేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ జస్ట్ రీడింగ్ సంథింగ్. రీడింగ్ రిషి పరంపర ఈస్ పుణ్యం. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ బ్రహ్మయజ్ఞ acknowledging the contribution of rishis and the reading will give chitta shuddhi. And two, also through listing the rishi parampara, the Upanishad shows how ancient this wisdom is. It is most ancient wisdom. It is a time tested wisdom that is indicated. And number three, to show that in this guru parampara the ultimate one is what is Brahma Swayambhu, that is the Veda Rupa Prajapatihi or Vedaha, Hiranyagarbha or Brahma is the first Guru which itself is Swayambhu, is Anadi, ever existing, self-manifesting Swayambhu. Therefore the origin of the wisdom is the Lord himself. Therefore it is Apaurusheya Pramanam and therefore it is reliable. So keeping all these in mind, the parampara is given. And ultimately, so Brahmane Namaha, prostration to Brahma, the Adi Guru, or the Brahma, the Veda itself. I told earlier, Brahma also means Veda. Prostration to Brahma, the Adi Guru, the Veda itself. And here, while talking about the parampara, the Upanishad points out, initially it was a single parampara, then at a particular place the parampara was divided into two and further division, so it spread. So we do not want to give word for word meaning for all these things. The first name is the Guru and the second is the Shishya. If you followed the mantra, first name is the Guru, second name is the Shishya. That is one point. And in the third mantra there is one thing that we need to note. At the end portion, it is said, Adityani, Imani, Shuklani, Yajumshi, Vajasaneyena, Yajnavalkena, Akhyayante. In this parampara, Yajnavalkya comes in the middle, who was responsible for the spread of this knowledge or these mantras, Abhrigadaranyaka Upanishad. He didn't write them. He is the one to spread these mantras. Therefore, only it is given the name Vajasaniyi Samhita. I told this thing in the beginning itself. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this is called Vajasaniyi Samhita. It is another name for Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya is responsible for spreading this particular wisdom, not inventing or writing, as I said, spreading the Upanishad. For this teaching, the name is given by the Upanishad itself. Imani Shuklani Yajugumshi. The Veda itself gives the word Shukla Yajurveda. It is not somebody's invention. Shukla Yajurveda is Shuklani Yajumshi. So the name Shukla Yajurveda is not given by anybody else. Shukla means pure. So they give a lot of stories also about this. And if you say Shuklam, Krishna is not impure, Krishna Yajurveda is not impure. So there's nothing like that. So the biography of Yajnavalkya itself is given in a big book. And you know, we don't have to go into the story part and all that. So with this, the sixth Brahmanam is also over. And the sixth chapter is also over. So with this, the Khila Khandam is also over. That is, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is also over. Total six chapters. And the first two chapters are called Madhu Khandam or Upadesha Khandam. And the third and the fourth chapters are called Muni Khandam or Upapatti Khandam. And the last two khandas are called Kila chapters are called Kila Khandam or Upasana Khandam. Now, before we conclude, let us just go through a quick summary. This is not much in this chapter. We'll make a quick summary of this chapter. This is chapter. In the sixth chapter, there are five Brahmanams. First is called the Prana Samvada Brahmanam, that is Prana Upasana. It deals with Hiranyagarbha Upasana along with its glory. Jeshtatvam, Shreshtatvam, Vasishtatvam, Pradishtatvam, all these things, various. We already said all those various guna vishishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And there is not many important mantras in that thing worth remembering in this Brahmana. Not that many. Other important mantras, but not like the ones. So in the second Brahmanam, we get the Panchagni Vidya as the main topic. Actually, this topic is repeated from Chandogya also. It is known as Karma Vipaka Brahmanam, wherein various topics are discussed. And of these, Panchagni Vidya is a topic, very important topic. It is because it is repeated in Chandogya also, it's a very important topic. And mantras to be noted here, they occur in the 15th and the 16th mantra of the second Brahmanam. Because they talk of Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati, often quoted by Shankaracharya. And the third Brahmanam is called Srimanta Brahmanam, which talks about a ritual for prosperity. But Shankaracharya, he says, the ritual will work for only Prana Upasakas. There is not much, many mantras worth remembering that of significance. But Panchagni Vidya, we already have seen also earlier. And the fourth Brahmanam is called Putra Mantha Brahmanam, which deals with samskaras that has to be done by the parents responsible for the next generation, both in quality and quantity. Quantity, he wants thousands of children to come from that family, right? So all that. And also quality should be dharmic children, spiritual children, all that. It is sociologically relevant Brahmanam. So these mantras show the Vedic vision as to how they converted even natural events to a sacred and conscious pursuits. Finally, the Vamsha Brahmanam, that talks about Guru Shishya Parampara, because of which alone we could read Brihadaranyaka Upanishad today. Therefore, we are indebted to all of them. That is why yesterday I made a special announcement that all those who would like to come today, it would be nice, because at least we could just read the names of those rishis, even though we cannot relate to any of them in any way. But at least we could read the names of those rishis. So the Vamsha Brahmanam, it talks about the Guru Shishya Parampara, because of which alone we could read Upanishad today. Therefore, we are so indebted to all of them. And in the beginning is Brahmaji himself in this entire list, the Veda itself. And therefore, we prostrate to Veda and Brahmaji. And it is not only the offering of prostration, but also it's like thanksgiving to the Lord for the successful completion of our study. With this, we conclude the 10th Upanishad of the Dasha Upanishads, for which Shankaracharya has written the commentary. So the 10th Upanishad is completed today, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And in this entire pursuit of completing this, there are a lot of things which are not belonging to me if any credit goes. They are all going to my gurus, my acharyas, and Swami Paramatmananda, whose teachings are so clear. So I not only enjoyed so much, I have learned so much, so very clearly in terms of the thought patterns. And also to my guru, Bharati Tirtha Mahaswamiji Mahasannidhanam, and Sri Rishikara Bharati Mahaswami Sannidhanam, and also to Paramacharya for all their blessings in terms of my completing these 10 Upanishads. And after this, as I told yesterday, I would like to take Brahma Sutras, and that is going to be only from after Sankranti. I don't know the date. I will find out and announce at that time. And that is going to be also a long topic. It's going to also going to go to several lectures. We are going to have several lectures in that also to understand this thing. Once we have the knowledge of the Upanishads, these Upanishads, particularly Chandogya, Brahmarani and all, so the study of Brahma Sutra will become a little more topical so that we will understand it more clearly. We can relate to them. If you know these mantras nicely, it will be also easier. So I would suggest that you can perhaps go through the lectures in the website and familiarize yourself with these topics a little more, so that when it comes to Brahma Sutra, we'll be able to relate to them fairly, at least as much as possible, closely. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitah Tasya Prakritilinasya Yaparasa Maheshwara Narayana.